Primetime television can make solving crimes look easy. Real-life forensic scientists are using DNA analysis and other new technologies, but inadequate training and a lack of standard procedures hinder their investigations. Tundalea Wilder of member station WSHU reports on an effort to improve training for the nation's crime lab workers and police investigators.
On the popular television show CSI, two forensic crime fighters comb through evidence near a railroad crossing. They're searching for clues at the scene of a fatal car crash.
Hey, Catherine. Her emergency brake was on.
Maybe her brakes failed.
She had to engage it for some reason. You know, I'm thinking that maybe another vehicle was involved.
Armed with a new theory, the investigators gather the evidence and then head back to the lab to analyze it. An hour later, the case is solved as a homicide, not an accident. In real life, working a crime scene isn't usually that quick, organized, and efficient, says attorney Brian Carlo.
I've seen crime scenes that I think were well processed, and I've seen crime scenes that were just horribly processed.
Carlo is a trial lawyer in the public defender's office in New Haven, Connecticut.
We routinely see cases where individuals who are not properly trained in terms of processing crime scenes will endeavor to do that, and in the course of that will lose all sorts of information through the evidence. But if you don't process a piece of biological material properly, you've lost or at least run the risk of losing that piece of evidence as something which potentially can either inculpate or exculpate any particular person.
The O.J. Simpson murder case is widely regarded as the textbook example of what not to do at a crime scene. Dr. Henry Lee, a leading forensic scientist, gained public recognition through his testimony in the O.J. trial. He says that case could have been solved within hours if Nicole Simpson's body had not been washed.
A couple drops on Nicole's body, they should do DNA, but the body washed. Done and done. Also the fingerprint on the arm, bloody fingerprint. Second set of shoe print at the scene. If you found two set of bloody shoe print, what does it mean? Automatically, you should use logic approach. Could be more than one suspect.
2 years ago, the FBI issued the nation's first recommended guidelines for forensic investigation, but procedures and training still vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
Each case is unique. You cannot treat a rape case as a robbery or burglary case like a homicide. It's all different. Therefore, you have to develop the important standard guideline. Then teach the detective and forensic scientists how to use this guideline with a systematic approach of the crime scene. That's the most difficult thing to do.
That kind of hands-on learning will now be offered at the new National Crime Scene Training Center at the University of New Haven. It's funded with a $2 million federal grant. Alan Harper is the director.
The emphasis is on actually being able to do something. So when you go to a shooting reconstruction course, we create shooting scenes that officers and laboratory workers will actually be able to see that by applying the techniques that they learn in class, they can actually go out and do it.
Police officers and prosecutors are encouraged to take courses, but the program is really for crime lab personnel, who Harper says are often left out of the loop of continuing education and advanced training. Harper says a few highly publicized cases have given the public the impression that most police officers who investigate crime scenes are incompetent and prone to illegal activities such as planting evidence. But he says that's more fiction than fact.
Police are actually quite competent, and they do get the right answer most of the time. And what we really have to make sure this, that when they have the wrong answer, that we find out about that and it's not buried and that innocent people aren't prosecuted unnecessarily.
What happens when the very first investigator arrives at a crime scene can drastically change the outcome of a case. Harper believes if officers are better trained and able to follow some standard guidelines, fewer mistakes will be made, and badly managed crime scenes like the O.J. Simpson case and others will be even less frequent. The National Crime Scene Training Center is expected to open in a few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Tondalea Wilder in Fairfield, Connecticut.